We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch Hilchos Shabbos in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Sif Chav Zayin. Kol Davar Sheyisrael Asur La'asos, anything that may not be done by a Jew, Asur Gam K'al Yedei V'Kachavim, we may not ask Yedei V'Kachavim to do on our behalf. Mekom Makom B'Mei Acharav, in the winter, Kim Shmitar Malhasik Zatan Al Yedei V'Kachavim, we may ask a non-Jew to warm up the home, Kedei L'Cham Sabayis, for the purpose of warming up the home. We allow Nochri to put food on a radiator that food got cold, to put the food on the furnace, but their furnaces obviously did not work automatically. They had to heat the furnace. So first he puts the food on the furnace, Kaidim Shumusika, before he heats up the furnace, and then he heats up the furnace. The kimchi and a kavana ba'azok zois l'chamas tavshilin. His purpose is not to warm up the food. His primary purpose is l'chamas abayis, to warm up the home. Yesh b'tirim. The dafka, and this heter is only applicable k'shemayimeidon kaidim asaka, if he puts them on this furnace before he heats up the furnace. Fly akach, not after he had already heated up the furnace. If his intention is not to warm up the home, el b'shvil hatavshilin, his main purpose is to warm up the food, vade os b'chol inyan, then that's prohibited. V'yesh oimrim say of the opinion that filim hakavana hilcham sabayis, even if it was his intention to warm up the home, still, he may not use a nochri to warm up your food. Even though the minig is to be lenient in this case, everybody should try to be machmer b'makam shem tzar kolkach when there is no other need. Certainly by these furnaces, hasuin levashalim tamid, that we constantly cook on them. Even though, again, the main purpose of what he's trying to do is to warm up the home, and also the pots, the food is being put on before heating up the furnace. Somebody who has Yerushmayim Yimnes Atzmai. And that's why the same reason, as we see here, there are other halachas that apply to cooking on Shabbos, because, again, we see how strict the halacha is about avoiding anything that looks like cooking on Shabbos. So, therefore, the Pesukim say, if somebody, for example, has a hot plate or a water urn, and that are electric, obviously, and he'll put it on a Shabbos clock, he'll put it on a timer, and that the timer should cause that the hot plate should go on at a certain time, or even if I have the food on the hot plate from before Shabbos, and then the hot plate will go on Shabbos. So then the halacha is that we may not do that, because again, since we're concerned about anything that looks like cooking on Shabbos, we have to take this very strict position. Sif Chav Hei, Hashayich from Mashkim and Makum Shekakim at Tzmeches, somebody who pours liquid in a place where the ground could grow things, Chaim Shem Zareya, that is considered the Malacha of Zareya. Shareya Mashkim Gorim, the liquid that goes onto the ground, causes Shekatzmech HaKarka, that the ground should grow. Okay, Yesh Duzor Malacha Bogina, therefore, one should be careful not to eat in the garden, in the yard. It's very difficult to be careful. The liquid shouldn't fall on the ground. If it's outdoors, where there's no eruv, there could be an issur of carrying. The halacha is that this halacha of not allowing liquid to hit the floor is even not just on water, it's even on any liquid. Up to the point, even if it's liquid that it has in it detergent, wash water that you use to wash and it has detergent, mixed into it is still usur. And therefore, somebody's spilling out wastewater, he has to be careful where he's pouring it out, because it could hit the ground. Moreover, even if the ground that the water is being, or the liquid is being poured onto, is not your ground, so you don't have any personal benefit, if anything will grow there, it's still usur. Sif chavtes shfug, a sponge, shein lebeis achiza, doesn't have a way to hold onto it, ein mekachaboy, because you come to squeeze it out. Usur lirik, one may not spit. Makom ruach, in a place with a wind, yifazer as a roik, will spread that roik all over. Sif lamanal psula, a girl who wears her own hair, usla klayus or asab shabbos, she's not allowed to make a braid on Shabbos on a hair, v'lo lahatikli also, nor to undo the braid. Aviyachal sakin tzarasa biyodeh. If she's not using equipment, she's just using her hand to brush her hair, it's permissible. And when you're doing so, you may put the hair into a rubber band or put it into a pin. In all these cases, since you're not using a brush, then the halacha would be that it's permissible. Moreover, even a man has to be careful about this, but if his hair is combed always in a certain direction, and all he needs to do is just wants to straighten it out, that would be permissible. When Masruk Asim Saras Chazir, but a brush that's made out of pig hair, Imhu Kosher, if it's very hard bristles, Shiaf Shishlo Yakasaris, that it's impossible that if you're going to use it to brush the hair, some hair won't come out, then Asalisukbay, one may not use it to brush his hair. Avalm ain't a kosher, if it's not that hard, but taras sakabas or saham, then you may use it to brush the hair. And certainly if it's meant for that purpose. Included in this isser is using hairspray or gel that set the hair, and that isser applies to a wig as well. If you're using a brush that has hard bristles, the reason that it's usur is because it's going to cause the hair to go out. The Magen Avraham says, even if you know how to use such a brush without causing the hair to come out, it could be considered an uvda d'chol. It should not be done. But if it's soft bristles, then you can use it. The Mishnah Berurah says, of course, one must be careful not to brush the hair in a way that no hair will come out. And the Magen Avraham suggests, interestingly, that one should have a special brush with soft bristles to be used only on Shabbos. Sif lamed beis. Beged or kiyotzba, a garment, sheyesh lav eza lichlich, that has on it dirt, mekancha besmartet, or kiyotzba, you could take a shmat, you could take a piece of material to get the dirt off, avol yishpach mayim, one should not pour on it water, Mishum, the Nesinas Mayim, putting water on the stain, Havik Makibus, is considered like you're washing that Beged. And washing is in the Malacha of Melabein. And included in that Malacha is doing anything that will cause a garment to be washed on Shabbos. And therefore, the Halacha is, one may not make his clothing wet, even if it's not his intention to wash the clothing, because there's a rule in Shas of Shriyosoi Zei Kibusoi. Soaking something in water is considered as if you're washing it. But if you have a garment that's made out of leather or any other material that doesn't absorb water, then it's easier to pour water on it. But even in such a situation, one has to be careful not to rub the stain. However, a table, glass, all these type of things that don't absorb and are not meant to be washed, there's no iss of kibus. And the same thing by plasticware that doesn't absorb, you could put them into water, but you shouldn't rub the spot on where there is dirt. Some are even more lenient by plastic and saying that there's no kibbutz at all by plastic. And not only may you put the plasticware or whatever plastic into water, you could even rub a spot that is dirty. The question that comes up is regarding contact lenses. And some are of the opinion that you can't wash the contact lenses on Shabbos. Some are more lenient. Some differentiate between hard contact lenses and soft contact lenses. Okay, continues the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Mtinik hishtal eiz beged. If a child urinated on a garment, oslish b'chalav mayim, one may not pour water on it. Aval hishtan al karko el kli eitzoy ar. But if it took place on wood, leather, mutalish b'chshamayim, then you would be allowed to pour water there. Shadam noitl yadam. And when a person washes his hands, he wants to eat, he went to the bathroom, if he wants to dry his hands in a towel, he should be careful to try to get to rub his hands or shake his hands to get off the water, that there should only be a little water left on his hands. The mat mayim shumnagun with that. With that little amount of water, using a towel for such a small amount of water, loyava kibbutz is not considered laundering the towel. But mapa tzavua, if it's a colored towel, ain't lichush b'kolinyan, then we can be more lenient. The leshayich b'kibbutz kolkach, it's not considered kibbutz. And there is a concept of derech lichluch, that if you're not doing it in a way to wash whatever you're using, there's a room for leniency. Still, one has to be careful with the iser of malabin and with the iser of ritzicha. And therefore, if somebody, for example, is going to the mikvah on Shabbos, he has to be careful that when he dries himself, he should try to get the water off his body before he uses the towel. And he should not dry himself in a way that the towel will get very wet. Sif lamigimel chavashesh b'mayim kiyotzba, a barrel that has any water or any other liquid osalifres la beged shen miyuchla l'chsosba, we may not spread on top of it anything that will cause it to cover it that's not meant for that purpose. The chashin shem yudavidei schita, we're concerned that the beged will get that towel material will get wet and you'll do schita. Av beged amyuchla, if it's something meant to use to cover that barrel, mutalach, so that it may be covered. The kivad amyuchla, since it's designated for that purpose, lechashinen sheyishchet. Even on the previous sif, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch differentiated between a colored towel and a white towel, most poskim don't agree to that distinction. The beged that you're not allowed to use on top of a barrel, we have to be concerned even if the beged is completely dry, the material, the towel's completely dry, and the barrel is not filled to the top. And therefore, there's much less of a concern that it's going to get wet, then we don't have to be, and therefore we have to be concerned. But if it's something that's meant to be there all the time, or it's something that it's a towel that I don't care if it's clean or dirty, or if what's in there is something like a dark liquid, that if it gets wet, I won't be able to do anything with it on Shabbos. So therefore, we could be more lenient. This question that we just discussed also applies to corks that are put into a bottle. And the question is, if you stick the cork in very deep into the into the bottle of wine or to whatever bottle you have the cork in. If the cork is saturated with liquid, you need to be concerned about schita, that when you're trying to push it in, you may be squeezing out water or liquid that's in that cork. If water spilled on a table, you may not use a piece of material that you're concerned about. The kivan dikum mayim rovurim, since there's so much water on the table, we have to be concerned that you may squeeze out the water. To take a little wet water to clean your glasses and then put a piece of a towel or whatever to use to clean the glasses, that is permissible, because with that little amount of water, there's no schita that's going to take place. This halacha, that you're not allowed to use a piece of material or anything to clean your wet table, is usur even if you don't care if it gets wet. It's not something that you're going to use again. For example, a napkin. Still, if it could come to schita, then the halacha is that we have to be concerned. But because of this consideration, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasoy, it's always better to use a napkin or a paper napkin or a paper towel to clean a wet table versus a material towel to clean the table. V'kein lo yinagav v'mapa because it's a shak kli shepiyan tsar. One shouldn't use something to clean the inside of a vessel that has a narrow mouth. Shemachmas dachon, because when you put that piece of material or that napkin into the mouth of that vessel, it's going to cause that the mashka should come out, and it should be, and that would be an act of schita. Sif lamed hey, hayahalach v'yada g'shem alav abgadav. Somebody is walking and it starts to rain, and it got him and his clothing wet. Mutalelach lebeisoy, he's allowed to go home. But when you get home, you're not allowed to put them out to dry. Even if they just got wet from perspiration, also you're not allowed to put them out to dry. And certainly to put them out to dry by the fire is certainly usur. Wearing a wet beged is not considered carrying in Rishus HaRabim, because since it's part of the beged and it's impossible to walk any other way if you get caught in the rain, says the Taz, that's why Chazal did not consider that an act of carrying, or that they said it's usur. When one gets home with these wet clothing, he has to be very careful. As he takes off the wet clothing, he shouldn't do schita, and that's why there's some suggest that they should immediately change, because as long as he's walking, then as long as he's wearing those wet clothing, he could come to schita. The paiskim, most paiskim are lenient, that if somebody's socks got wet, and if they walk wearing the socks, they could be considered an act of schita. The liquid that's absorbed in the socks will come out. Since he's not doing that for that purpose and it's just walking, that we could continue walking in the socks that got very wet. There are those that are machmer, but most poskim say that is permissible. But feel lovish behem, even if you're wearing these wet garments, you may not stand next to the fire where it's very wet, hot. Can also now beg him in a mayim. Then you also have to be careful not to shake off the water from the beged. Beged shemegved al maimav, if they have a garment that's full of liquid, that got absorbed liquid, also feel a tatla lach shepasht v'ilav, one should not carry it after he took it off. The shenishem chastena, that we have to be concerned that you may come to do schita. If it's the kind of beged that got, if it absorbed wine or something like that there's no concern that you're going to squeeze it out, There the halacha is we could be a little more lenient. And as we said earlier in the shiur, if it's a beged that is made out of a material that doesn't absorb, for example, leather or synthetic materials, there's much more reason for leniency in this type of a situation.